Final batch of locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA, getting you set for the first round of the playoffs in high school football. We're joined now by Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. A lot to dissect here in the final convo, coach, of the season. We'll get your thoughts on the regular season as a whole. But last week at Oskaloosa, big-time win to close out the regular season. It was a 52-0 final score. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Oh, there's a lot of things to like in that type of game. We found out that we're a wet, rainy type of team. You never know until you get in that situation. But, kids came out and really executed in the weather. And, anytime you can average almost 10 yards, a carry, 10 yards a play is a great day, for your program. And, the varsity kids, I think we got 25 offensive snaps in the first half and scored 46 points. And, JV kids did a great job in the second half, not allowing a point and holding Oskaloosa to their third shutout of the entire year. So, I was really proud with, all levels. Every kid got to play and, it's kind of fun to be involved in some of those games. You don't get to do that a lot in the Big East.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's when you get the opportunity to get everybody in for their parents and for the community and program building. It's great to see.
I'm hoping the Mutter reference was courtesy of Seinfeld. That's the first thing I think about.
Mutter was a Mutter.
Yep, there you go. You already know. You got it locked in.
Hey, you know it.
Yeah. Griffin Compton, we've talked about him, of course, middle of the year. He makes the move. He had started at quarterback. You put him back in the backfield. Last 4 weeks here at running back, 802 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. Again, over the last four, he had 145, and he scored five times in the win against Oskaloosa. I know it's going to start with the guys up front. The offensive line has been very good, but obviously the move, Griffin going back to running back, has really paid off in a pretty big way here in the last month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Griffin would be the first to tell you that he can't do it without the guys up front. And then Nolan Bausch had his best blocking game of the year last game. And, coming back since his concussion a couple weeks ago, he's coming back and really, really ran the ball hard, but also really blocked really well. Connor, our quarterback's relationship with our fullback and that mesh and that fake, and that wishbone offense is huge to hold linebackers, to get the angles, for the guys up front. But, so it's everything. And Paxton Henry going to tight end is really blowing up some big holes, for Griff and Josh going to the left side and Malachi's continued improvement on, it's everybody's just coming together doing a great job in the last few weeks.
You guys get to open up the playoffs at Osage City. We'll talk about that matchup in the next segment, but it's our final convo here with our weekly locker room chats, giving the coaches an opportunity to kind of tip the cap to the senior classes. You specifically with that senior class over there at Royal Valley, just what they have meant, not only this season for the younger classes moving up over the next couple of years, but just what they've meant to the program over the last 3-4 years.
Oh, they've been great. They were our first eighth grade class. And so, when we took over, so they've been in this offense for now their fifth year. And, we've had some great moments and we've had some tough moments early in this season, but they never drop their head. They just continue to grow and get better. And, that's a testament to the kind of young men and, that they're going to be and the husbands and the fathers that they're going to be, that they continue to work regardless of whether or not it was good. The result was what they wanted or whether it was, great highs either. They just continually put in the work and get after it and lead their team and they're all going to be great, successful people going forward, and I can't wait to see what they do.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher locked in with us here for a few more minutes. They open up the 2A playoffs on the road at Osage City. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, Royal Valley on the road at Osage City to open up the Class 2A playoffs here on Friday night. Well, let's get your initial thoughts, coach, on this Osage City team. They made a deep run last year. Of course, they played a really good game with Nemaha Central in the quarterfinals. Thunder able to get by that game. Of course, they got to the state championship game, but this is a team that's been ranked all year. They lost their starting quarterback a few weeks ago, but they're still a top-five team. They got a ton of athletes that have just been making plays, not just this year, but in the last 2 or 3 years. A very good team you're going to see here on Friday night. What's the initial scouting report on this Osage City squad?
I think you hit it on the head. I mean, they've got some, even without their quarterback, they've got great skill guys. And all those guys came back from a year ago. And they had a couple offensive linemen come back. So they were a junior heavy class a year ago. So all those guys are, have great experience and, they execute, at a high level. We've seen them the last 2 years in Jamboree. So, we've got a little bit of experience with them, which is great. And it's kind of why we really like our Jamboree, with Jackson Heights and Osage City and Mission Valley. It really prepares us for the season. But it's interesting that we get to play them again, only this time it really counts. And so we're excited for this matchup.
Yeah, they lost their lone game. It was the first game after they had lost their starting quarterback, but it was against Silver Lake on the road. It was a 28-20 final score. Not sure, have you been able to catch that tape, watch a little bit of that, or maybe kind of understand how Silver Lake was able to get that win a couple of weeks ago?
It was a really high-level high school football game. It's kind of, talk about with like Nemaha Central and Sabetha is probably the best small school game that you're going to be able to watch in this area for sure, but maybe even in the state. But that Osage City Silver Lake game was also right up there as far as just a high quality. Every mistake mattered. Both teams executing at a high level in the every once in a while when there was a mistake made, the other team took advantage, and that's both ways. I mean, Osage City scored on a breakdown, a quarterback scramble, and I think it was in the third quarter, throws a long pass and the wide receiver makes a play and then makes the corner miss a tackle, and then he's gone and scores. And Silver Lake scored on a long touchdown pass on broken coverage. And so no matter how you look at it, it was a high-level football game, and really anybody could have won. It just came down to Silver Lake, I think, played a little bit more disciplined. But it was close. I mean, they had to get a goal line stand to win the game with a minute to go, and it was just a great game.
They did bounce back and beat Riley County in the finale last week, 27-8. But so you kind of see maybe a little bit of a blueprint. You mentioned the skill guys in terms of what you guys have to do successfully to come out on top here this week in this first round playoff matchup. Keys to a victory here on Friday night.
Oh, it's turnovers. Oh, that's such coach speak, but it's turnovers. I think we have the right mindset. We're coming off our best game as far as an effort grade comes down to, for offense and defense, and that's back-to-back weeks from, Nemaha and Oskaloosa. We're trending in the right direction as far as an effort standpoint and execution standpoint. So it's going to come down to little things. It's costly penalty or that stops a drive or turnovers and gives them short fields. And it's, can we create turnovers and can we force them into some predictable passing situations where, maybe we can get after the quarterback a little bit and our DBs can loosen up a little bit and understand what needs to happen. But, if they can establish the run and then set up their passing game, then we're in for a long night. So we can't allow them to do that. And if we can establish our line of scrimmage and win the C gap, win the B gap and get off the ball and get after it, then I think we have a great shot.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us one final time. The 25 regular season is wrapped up, and for Royal Valley, the 2A playoffs start Friday night on the road at Osage City. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time all season long. Good luck here in the playoff run.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon. We'll see you in basketball season.